I don't remember if I mentioned this here. I don't remember, but when I was in high school, there was a MTA in New York was known for their leather jackets for those who were on the basketball team. You wanted to be on the basketball team because it was always cool to be on the basketball team, but you really wanted to be on the basketball team in MTA because you got an MTA leather jacket. It was like the symbol of like cool, tough New Yorker was a guy walking around in this light blue, white leather jacket. It had your number on it. It had your name on it. It was like that was it. That was the status symbol that you wanted. You wanted the MTA leather jacket. Now, the leather jacket in general was a trend that's gone out of style a little bit, but it was one that was extremely big to have any leather jacket, honestly. They weren't cheap, and it was a status symbol, right? Nowadays, again, I'm not holding as well, maybe an Essentials sweatshirt or certain marks of what it looks like, right, to feel like I'm a person who you should notice, right? There's something about it that as we walk with that garment, it feels, right, it feels like a certain feel. It happens to be, we could all relate to it in different ways, different trends, different looks that we want to associate and connect to. But the reality is that the way we dress, what we wear, it is symbolic of what we're trying to represent, and even more than that, it dictates how we feel. There are certain times where you hear a rabbi say, this is a famous idea. Now, there's hesitation sometimes to say something is famous, because when you say something, this is a famous Sefer HaChinuch that we're about to quote, so I don't want anyone, Chas Hashem, to not feel good and say, it's so famous, I never heard of it, I feel badly, I didn't know about it. So no one should feel badly that they never heard of it. But the Sefer HaChinuch counted the 613 mitzvahs in order of the parashios on the Torah. And the Sefer HaChinuch's most famous idea, without a question, the Sefer HaChinuch's most famous idea is a concept that he phrases slightly differently in different locations, but the concept is acharei ha'pe'ulos nimshachim ha'levavot, which means that our actions dictate how we feel. Acharei ha'pe'ulos, after our behaviors, after our actions, nimshachim ha'levavot, our heart is drawn after. And the Sefer HaChinuch in many contexts talks about the idea. The original location of the idea is actually pretty obscure. It's in the midst of not breaking the bone of the Korban Pesach, but the Sefer HaChinuch as well, in our Parsha Tetzaveh, talks about this exact idea that our actions dictate how we feel, and the way we dress specifically impacts the way that we feel, the way that we act. And he talks about it in this week's Parsha. We don't know what Tetzaveh is about. It's about the Big Day Kahuna. Last week's Parsha was about the Mishkan, the building of the Mishkan. This week's Parsha is about the clothes that the Kohen wore. And I actually brought in the Sefer HaChinuch. I'm going to read to you just a little bit of what he writes about the Shoresh HaMitzvah, the reason why there is a mitzvah for Kohanim to wear special clothes, and this is what he writes. Mishoresh HaMitzvah, the root of the mitzvah, Yesod Kavu Alana, there is this foundation that is established for us. Ki Adam Nif'al Afipulosav, a man is impacted by his actions, V'achareya Machshavosav HaKavanosav, and afterwards, his thoughts and his intentions. Vashliach mechaper tzarech lahatvis kol machshavtik v'asal avoda. And this shliach, this kohen who's serving in the Beis Hamikdash, he needs to be super focused to make sure that his intents and his kavanas are in the right place. Al kain, therefore, roi lehislabesh begadim yuchadim ilah. He has to wear clothes that is fitting for it. Shekeshi yistaka b'chol makam shebegufo. That when he looks at any part of his body, miyad, immediately, yanizkar, misor, belibo, lefnei, mihu, obi. He'll remember, who am I serving? When he looks around, he sees his clothes, he says, all right, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash, I'm wearing my special garments that he only wore in the Beis HaMikdash, he didn't wear elsewhere, and remembers that he is serving a greater cause. And then the Sefer HaChinuch says, v'zeh ke'ein tfilin, This is actually like tefillin. Shenestavu hakola aniyah, that everyone has to put biktas haguf shi'elisar mashata akasher, right? That person, any Jew has to have his mindset, right? And he says, "I will be shagama kohen hayaminiach tefillin." Even though a kohen also wore tefillin, the gold and nanahu esorach gamze. For the importance of this matter, he also wore the big day kahuna. Meaning, the kohen should realize that when he's in the base of Migdash, when he's in the mishkan, when he's in the place, the makam avod, that he should remember, right? Oh yeah, I'm in the Mikdash. He may forget even for 1 second where he is. He may forget that he's serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he's a shliach for all of Klal Yisrael to get us kapara, and he should remember such things. I have a struggle. When I share and I gather you together, it's to share an idea, and it's to be open with you and to be real with you. I'm not, again, my goal here is not to be just the person who enforces rules. My goal is to share with you a little bit of what's going on here in Yeshiva and a little bit of what's going on in my head as we do certain things. Lately, a number of my conversations have been consumed. I know that I sent out an email this week about one specific thing, but they've been consumed with certain things like making sure we're maintaining the dress code and specifically our haircuts, the way that we cut our hair. And I want to share with you something publicly, and I'm going to share with you, I shared it a little bit actually at Mishmar last week, I'm going to share with all of you here now. It's challenging for me. It's challenging for me, and it's hard for me to have those conversations for a number of reasons. First of all, it's very personal. It's very personal. Everyone has a look that they're trying to establish in themselves, and I respect it, and I'm not judging it. I'm saying it seriously. We all have a look. We have something that we want to present in the way that we present ourselves, and there is something about our own haircuts that, again, for many of us, it feels like it's very personal. It's how I want to look. It's how I want to present myself to the world. This is how I want the world to see me, and this is the look that I have, and it's very personal. That's number one, why it's hard. Number two is it's extremely subjective. There's a certain student that keeps asking me, what is the right haircut? Right? It's a little subjective. It's not like, this is the right haircut, this is the wrong haircut. It's not so clear-cut. It's not everybody. And I would even say stronger than that, we don't want everyone to have the same exact haircut. We're not a yeshiva where we're looking for every single one of you to look exactly the same. It's not our goal. It's not our goal. Our goal is not for every single one of you to look exactly the same with exactly the same haircut. You know, I had a Rebbe who went to a yeshiva where he said you could tell it was like so triggering. It was so personal. He would always talk about that. Not only did they all wear the same shirt and not only were the same pants, they all wore the same shoes. That's what he'd always say. He always talked about that. He mentioned it like every week. He's like, but they all wore the same shoes. And for him, it was very hard to be, again, it's not a question of right or wrong. He was in a yeshiva where everyone wore the same thing, but everyone even wore the same shoes. He said it was like a lot. It was very hard to feel like you had no identity. And again, it is a hard thing. We all want to have our personal identity. We all want to have our own way of expressing ourselves. At the same time, and I want to contextualize it and put it in this framework, at the same time, we're in yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, we are all blessed to be in yeshiva. We're blessed to be here, which means two things. Number one is the clothes that we wear when we're here. It's different than the clothes that we wear when we're at our home. That's exactly what we're saying. It's not. No one's saying that our dress code here is the dress code that you wear on a Sunday afternoon. We're not saying that. We're saying that dafka, it's a yeshiva. The same way the Kohen, when he's in the Beis HaMikdash, has to look and say, oh yeah, I'm in the Beis HaMikdash. So when we're in yeshiva, we should, again, on our level, in our own way, look and say, yeah, I'm in yeshiva. When I'm in yeshiva, I wear a button down shirt and I wear pants. That's what I wear. This is what I wear in yeshiva. It's my yeshiva dress code. That's what I do. That's what I wear. And it's meant to set a certain tone for the yeshiva and for ourselves. This is where I am, right? I feel differently, right? I feel differently. I know I could say for myself. If I go home and I change into shorts and a t-shirt, it's very hard to be productive. It's just very hard to be productive. I can, but it's hard. It's hard. If I stay in my suit, it's easier for me to stay productive. The moment that I change into more relaxing clothes, it feels like, okay, I'm more relaxed. The mood has changed, right? So that's number one. See, mechazik ourselves and why there's importance to have yeshiva dress code. Number two is, again, this haircut thing. I just want to be clear, and I want to be open with all of you. Again, it's not enjoyable conversations for me. I don't like to make the one-on-one conversations. But our goal is that we should see ourselves as a ben yeshiva We should see ourselves as someone who's modeling ourselves after what it looks like to dress like an yeshiva, to walk around like a ben yeshiva, and that does extend beyond the walls of this school. But we're a ben yeshiva when we're here and when we're not here. And the last one that I'm just going to make a chizuk for. We spoke about it actually a lot this year. I think it was extremely strong at one point. It's still strong, but it could be stronger. It's tzitzis. I think that again, besides everything going on in Eretz Yisrael, which is a reason to certainly, but even in the context of Parashat Tetzav, in the context of this idea that we're influenced by our actions, that what we wear impacts us. When we know that we're wearing tzitzis and we see our tzitzis on our body, when we have that tzitzis on us, so again, it reminds us of who we are and what we are. Bad some we're Ben Yeshiva. Bad some we're a Jew. Bad some we're not. Again, we're not just a random Joe on the street. We're all, each and every one of us, we're a Ben Yeshiva. We're someone who is a Talmud of Yeshiva. We should always be a Ben Yeshiva, not just for the 4 years we're in high school, the years we learn after. We should always be a Ben Yeshiva. We should view ourselves as someone, again, who identifies ourselves as a Ben Yeshiva. And again, I really do think it makes a difference. It makes a difference in the way that we carry ourselves, makes a difference in the way that we view ourselves, and it makes a difference in the things that we do, ultimately the decisions that we make. I might not go to certain places if I'm wearing my tzitzis. I might think to stay away from something. I might think twice before I do something because I'm wearing tzitzis, because I have a tzitzis on my body. So again, I just want to make a chizuk that we wear our tzitzis. And again, when I have these conversations, and again, they are hard conversations for me. I'm being honest and open with you. They're hard conversations for me. No, please know that it's for your best interest and for the yeshiva's best interest that we hold ourselves in a certain regard, that we remember that our actions do impact the way that we act. The way that we look impacts the way that we feel. The way that we dress impacts our behavior. And we should all be mechazik ourselves in our externals and in our internals. The ultimate goal is the internal. The ultimate goal of the external is to bring to that stronger internal. And everyone should mechazik ourselves to be even better in our internal world, to be close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and to get close to Hashem. Classes, Yashir is going to start at 9:25. 10:20 is the celebration. Yalla.